today I want to talk to you about the standard of God. God is raising a standard in this region. I consider it, like Amos says, the plumb line of God. Recently, God showed me and reminded me what a plumb line is. A plumb line is something that a builder uses when he wants to make a straight line. He runs this line across the wall, he snaps it, and it leaves a chalk line behind it. I believe that God today is calling a plumb line to his church. I believe that I'm a voice crying out in the wilderness as the plumb line of God. I believe if you start to take notes and start to hear what the Spirit is saying, you're going to hear the plumb line of God.
Yeah, Vic, the contractor or a construction worker, as you were saying, snaps the plumb line, or it's called a surveyor's line. And obviously, if something's off pitch or the level's not perfect, whether they're putting in a window or creating a foundation for a house, sooner or later, problems are going to arise later on. And I'll read that, Vic. Amos chapter 7, verse 7, it says, "He showed me, behold, the Lord stood on a wall made with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, behold, I am setting a plumb line or a standard." You know, it's sort of like God's drawing a line in the sand. You know, we hear in the Bible where the righteous are going to get more righteous, the wicked are going to get more wicked. He's going to separate the sheep and the goats in the end days. And there's a difference between what's going on between who's of Christ and who's not of Christ.
That's right. And I believe that you're going to see this line that, I would say it this way, it's a line in the sand where God's going to start to separate the precious from the vile. I believe now God is dealing with this religious spirit, and I believe some of you by the Spirit are hearing that you've got contaminated by a religious spirit. But I'm here to tell you that God right now is wooing you back to the things of the Spirit.
Yeah, Vic, I'm thinking in the book of Exodus where God says, "I've raised up Pharaoh for this purpose, that I would display my power through him." And, you know, it's like for 12, 13 chapters, this ping pong game, you know, God's releasing, or the Lord's releasing a plague, and Pharaoh's guys are duplicating it, and Moses says, "Hey, let my people go." And Pharaoh says, "Sure, I'll let your people go." But it does say several times that God says the plague will not touch the heads of the Israelites, but those that are with Pharaoh, the plague will touch the Egyptians only. So, you know, God takes the blood, he puts it over the doorposts of the house. That's what this standard is, this plumb line. It's a separator, Vic. It separates God's people from the enemy's people, let's say. And you just said it, there's a line being drawn in the sand. And let me read this, the book of Micah chapter 2, verse 5, it says, "Therefore you will have no one to determine boundaries by lot in the congregation of the Lord." Micah chapter 2 verse 5, Vic, it says, "Therefore you will have no one to determine boundaries by lot in the congregation of the Lord." What happens, Vic, see, Vic's a prophetic vessel. He is a set-in prophet. The Lord has called him in the prophet's office. And the enemy wants to come and dumb down the prophetic voice in a region. So there's no plumb line. There's no standard. See, what prophets do, or prophetic people, is they hear and they see what can be. And the prophets or the prophetic voice sets the standard or the plumb line. But if the enemy can dumb down the prophetic voice, especially people or a woman in the Bible, Jezebel, who hates the prophetic voice, it's a political system, Vic. It's a religious system that wants to dumb down the prophetic voice so the church cannot advance and take ground.
So let me tell you some of the things that I've been wanting to set in the body of Christ, and one of them is the grace of God. I believe that where sin abounds, that much more grace will abound. I believe that God wants a plumb line where this religious thinking is blown out of the church, and the Christ will rise in the midst with the freedom. The Bible says, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I'm tired of looking at people that are tied up in knots. I'm tired of looking at people that are looking for demons everywhere. If you're going to look for demons, my God, you better give up now, because you've got to start to look towards the Christ. You've got to start to look to the Christ. You've got to understand that you weren't called to look for devils. You weren't called to look to the negative. You weren't called to look for the judgment in your brother or sister. You weren't called to do any of that. You were called as a liberator. You were called to restore back the part of the people back to God. You were called, like Barnabas, to encourage your brother and sister. You were called to put both thumbs up when you see somebody doing something for God. You should be the one that comes up and says, go get him, sister. Go get him, brother. I'm talking about those that you have a witness in your spirit. I want to talk to you about another thing. I feel by the Spirit there are some rebels rising up in the body of Christ. They never got it right from day one. They never got the order of God right, and they went about doing their own thing. I want to tell you, this is an hour where you've got to understand that God's given you the gift of discernment, and you've got to discern. If they've got an axe to grind, don't hang out with me, because I've got no axe to grind. And if I'm going to grind an axe, I'm going to grind it with me and the Father. So understand, people, I tell you right now so prophetically, there are a lot of Cains walking around the body of Christ. They were never called, they were never chosen, and now they're rising up with their doctrine. But my God, this doesn't come that way. Do you know what God had to do to bring me to where I am today? My God, he ran a plumb line on me 30 years ago. Some of yous know the trials I've been in. Some of yous know the pain I went through. Some of yous have seen a partnership break up in business. Some of yous know me and understand. But I tell you, every time that devil put me up against the wall, God came and gave me the parachute out. My God, what he's done for me, he'll do for you.
Yeah, brethren, one of the things that Vic has taught and imparted to me is he shared with me, Robbie, you've got to know your assignment. And, you know, I would go a little off and he would snap the plumb line and say, you got to get back to your assignment. And that's what a prophetic voice does. And, you know, Vic's never said that Christians shouldn't be in the political sphere or the educational sphere or the financial sphere. What he's basically doing is setting a plumb line saying, don't go off your assignment. Come back to your assignment. You want an example of that? Fine, I'll give you one. Jesus comes into the temple and they're charging for doves. Now, that wasn't unusual for them to charge for doves in the temple. They were overcharging people many times more than a dove was worth, and they needed a dove for a sacrifice. There was nothing wrong with selling doves in the temple. They were overcharging, taking advantage. Christ himself takes out a whip. Are you? This is Jesus. This is the lamb. No, no, no. This is the lion. He takes out a whip, and he says, my house shall be called a house of prayer. You've made it a den of thieves. Jesus was setting a standard. He was setting a boundary. He's saying, my house has to have the assignment of prayer first. Everything comes under prayer. Amen, Vic?
Amen. And that's it. And I want to say this also. I've got no axe to grind. My God, if you're on the other side of this radio and you're saying, I'm not so sure about this guy, Vic, then you're the person I'm talking to. I want to tell you, it's not up to you to think, what about this guy, Vic? Your job is to be praying for me. Your job is that God would keep that plumb line upon me. And I believe, people, my whole ministry has been to liberate the body of Christ. I want to give wisdom to the body of Christ. And I believe after we're done with the impartation of wisdom, impartation of the spirit of grace, we are going to touch Montauk to Manhattan. And I tell you, God's going to make a line in the sand. You remember what I'm saying? We're going to line up. Joel seen it clearly. It's going to be an army that hears the spirit of God and walks in a direction. And guess guess what, Brother Rob? They don't break rank. See, the problem today is we break rank too quickly. We say, well, you know what? That's good for Brother Vic, but not for me. My God, I tell you, I come to you with the Word of God. I come to you not even with just the Word. I come to you with the revelation of who you are in Christ.
Yeah, we feel this is the finest hour for the church in this region, from Montauk to Manhattan. And, you know, we bless every church. We bless every pastor, every prophet, teacher, apostle, evangelist. And we believe God is pouring in revival and the power and His presence. And there's a harvest coming. And, you know, Jesus is hard. He says, hey, the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Pray to the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers. So, Lord, right now we pray for laborers. We pray for watchmen, intercessors on the wall that would stand in the gap. So when the revival comes and hits, it says, thy people shall be willing in the day of his visitation. Another translates, in the day of his power, thy people. There's power coming to the church in this region. The Holy Spirit's coming with signs, wonders, miracles. There's out-of-the-box expression coming to this generation. God is doing something that's so powerful that the newspapers, television, the radio are going to capture it, because we are here to make Jesus famous and Jesus alone.
And that's exactly right. And I believe what Brother Rob said. God wants to move on the church with signs, wonders, and miracles. The problem is, are we ready as the church to have the tools of the kingdom? You see, God doesn't want to give us tools and then we wound up going to the playground with the tools. God wants to give us tools that we can envelop from Montauk to Manhattan. God wants to give us wisdom that when we speak, we do not speak as mere men and women. So many of you speak as mere men and women. My God, I was recently in a place and some Christian said that their child was very sick, and all of a sudden another Christian turned around and says, oh, bring them to Dr. So-and-so. They're open till 8 o'clock night. And the other one says, you know, give them bare aspirin. I'm saying, oh my God. And all of a sudden I'm sitting there, and I don't want to get in an argument with these people, and I don't want to come off super spiritual. But my God, it showed me that the church, at its point of when they should reach out for faith, they're reaching out for Dr. Rubenstein. But my God, people understand that today is the day that God is going to have his way.
Yeah, Vic, we have got to be on the battleship and not the cruise ship. And there's that saying, and you know, it says when David was supposed to be in battle at a time when kings went to war, David stayed home. Obviously, he got himself in a little bit of trouble after that. He wasn't at the place he was supposed to. He didn't have a sin problem, David. He had an order problem. So God is aligning his church in this hour, so when the Holy Spirit comes, we can contain and sustain the move of God, the new wine with the new wineskin. Evangelist Rob, closing out, we bless WLIX, the radio station, and we commend them for doing a wonderful job in this region. God bless your radio audience.